This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Our next guest is certainly one that needs very, very little introduction. He's a man about the NPL, and he's now come to the George Cross Club to get them out of State League One, and it's none other than Eric Vassiliadis. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really looking forward to the show, and more importantly, if I'm being fair, to bringing some success to the club.
Yeah. Now, Craig, we better be nice to this man because apparently he's a school buddy of our CEO here at FNR Football Nation Radio, David Bozanowski. Eric, is that true? Can you tell us a bit of dirt about David?
Well, he was ambitious. He was an entrepreneur. We grew up in Thomastown, so look at him now running a radio station. So,
and what a
radio
station.
But he was always very passionate about football. And yeah. I know early on he was involved with Victory, so I wish him well and I wish you guys well.
Thank you very much. Now, Eric, you've had a really illustrious career yourself as far as a coach. Now, amongst other clubs, you've coached at Northcote City, Melbourne Knights and Port Melbourne in the NPL system. And now you're at George Cross. It's always hard for a coach, I guess, coming midway through the year. But the good thing about this year, I suppose, is the fact that there is no relegation due to the restructuring that's happening up the top in the NPL/VPL system. Does that give you an opportunity to now start planning for next year now type of thing? Or is that something you're just now more interested in the current season as is?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think the mandate from the outset was to come in and, to use the board's terms, was to build and consolidate. I probably wouldn't have taken on the opportunity if there was relegation, because I think that brings upon it with itself other challenges and makes it quite difficult to come in mid-season, which is what I went through at Melbourne Knights. So I think I come into this role now in a much better place psychologically and mentally about, you know, having this kind of long-term vision, which is consistent with what the board wants to do and the sort of success we want to bring to the, not only with respect the Maltese community, but the broader sort of George Cross backing. But absolutely everything we're doing this year is with an eye to next year and beyond. And that's the responsibility I've got. And I've got to stay strong with that, and I will stay strong with that.
Craig, was there anything you wanted to ask?
Yeah, yeah. So obviously you've come in, you've been at the club, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, about 12 days or something.
12 days.
Yeah.
New players on the horizon?
Look, yes, there is, mainly because we've identified some gaps in the squad. And look, I can't comment on previous coaches and experiences because we've, you know, those of us that have coached understand that you go through various phases, injuries, suspensions, form, all those things. But the brief was to try and bring in players that we think can be the foundation for what we want to do going forward. We know the State League has limitations on that front. We can't lock these players in. So as a board and a coaching group with Steve Bebic and Theo Michalidis, we want to make sure that we've got this vision where we've got 12 weeks to show that group and any prospective players that want to be part of our project why we want them to be part of it and why they should be part of it. And they've got to choose to do that. And today we took a massive step forward as a football club and as a community to be based out in the new facility in City Vista, and that's going to form part of our foundation. So, yeah, there will be some new players. We've brought some in, maybe one or two more, but for now I'm focused on getting this group to a level and a standard that's going to be the foundation to our future success.
Let's just talk about tonight. Like, yes. From a player's point of view, a coach's point of view, I mean, the club forever and a day has been known to, you know, for its, I suppose, do we say second-rate facilities? Run-down facilities at Chaplin Reserve, let's call it as it is. Mm. All of a sudden, you've got these bells and whistles, unbelievable facility. And we spoke to Mark Sultana, the president, earlier, and he said how Western United are going to be coming. Does that automatically give the players and the coaching staff this little bit of a lift? Are you like an extra foot taller?
Tremendously uplifting. And I must congratulate the board, the broader George Cross community for what they've achieved. With respect, I've been there with my coaching group for 5 minutes. So, you know, we've shared that today. Mm. But to understand what they've been through as a culture over the last 10, 15 years is significant for me. And as an old NSL person, I remember the heights of George Cross, similar with my Heidelberg days. So, well, I think we've finally and for a long time as a club got a facility and a brand that's becoming of our football club. And as we said today, as a football group, the board has done everything they need to do off the field. It's now my ambition and my role to run this department, the football department, and bring that back to where it needs to be as well. So that's the plan.
Yeah, I was lucky enough a couple of weeks ago just to drive up and just have a look at the facility. And as Mark said earlier on, it's a fantastic facility to have two synthetic pitches, two grass pitches, one state-of-the-art pitch, scoreboard, restaurant, bistro, sports bar. It's becoming of a professional club. It's what a professional club you aspire to be. So I think, it's down to you on the field now to improve that. And as you said, the board have done what they can. Now it's talking on the pitch.
Yeah, and I'm trying to stay very, very focused on that and not get too caught up on all the bells and whistles. I mean, that's great. But for us as running the football department, that's the periphery. The state league is a tough league, and there's been plenty of clubs prior to us try to get out of that league and been unsuccessful for 3, 4, 5
still.
Years. And I think it's not always just about throwing some financial resources to it. So I'm definitely not getting carried away by the facility or the quality of the grass or any of that stuff. And we're not going to go out and try and be something we're not. As far as the football department's concerned, we have to be pragmatic and understanding of the league and what's required football-wise to get the job done.
Now, you've been with Northcote City when they were promoted, or was it Port Melbourne, when they were promoted from State League 2 to State League 1. Steve Bebich was involved with Dandenong City last year as an assistant there and helped get them promoted to NPL at the moment. So the coaching staff there is pretty familiar with what it needs to be done to get a club promoted. What does George Cross at the moment need to do? All right, they've got the facilities, tick. They've got a very hard-working committee that's unified and whatever, tick. But what else does the club need to do, and what are you expecting needs to be done, whether it be from here until the end of next year, whatever the case may be, to achieve that ultimate dream?
Well, I think what we need to do is understand the current situation we're in, assess it, analyse it, and identify areas that we need to improve. And that's a number of facets, including players, including, I think, with the utmost respect to previous coaches, I think a football program that is reliable, consistent, methodical, and is measurable. And importantly, in my experience, getting promoted from State 2 all the way through to the VPL and NPL, each year provided its own unique challenges as a league. So we have no intention of being this sort of, ball-playing sort of team that builds through the lines. At State 2, it just doesn't work in my experience. It's about getting consistent, sort of match-hardened men surrounded by some good, vibrant youth, and then getting the culture right.
Yeah, I was commentating a Hoppers Crossing versus Geelong Rangers State 2 game just not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And I won't say the brutality, but the physicality definitely you can't really allow much ball playing skills as much
as
you'd like to.
It's not conducive to it. The grounds don't allow it. I mean, we can whinge about it as much as we want. That's the reality. And you've coached at Point Cook, so I'm sure you would have seen some pretty interesting tracks as well. So that's it. For us, it's about coaching for that league, and then hopefully we achieve that goal, and then we adjust our plan a little bit more for that league until we're in a position as a football club to have our true identity.
Any big name players from the NPL system coming down to
look?
To join
yeah,
you
no,
guys?
We've brought in four players in the last 2 weeks, which I'm absolutely ecstatic to have on board. One is George Sliffendorfus, who's come out of the Whittlesea Rangers NPL system. We've got Brian Summerskill, who, in my mind, if we get him fit and firing, is probably one of the best midfielders in the state, if not the country, outside of the A League. But we need to get him fit. Ethan Gage has just joined us from South Melbourne, and he spent a year playing with JA at Bentley Green, so that's a top-tier footballer.
I know that fella from the Corio when he played down Geelong way. He was just
Ethan Gage?
Unbelievable. Yeah,
yeah,
and then
player.
Went up to Bentley Greens, and he was an incredible player.
And we signed the winger from Preston, Andrazinho, who's got A-League experience and pedigree. So the most important thing for us with signings is twofold. One is, we have every intention of them being part of what we're going to do going forward. And secondly, they just have to bring quality to the squad, and all four of them do.
Fantastic. On that note, we've got anything else to ask the man?
Best of luck.
Absolutely. Eric, thank you very much for coming in. You're our first coach to come in and be part of this show. So we sincerely wish you all the very, very best for the rest of this year and indeed the future at Caroline Springs George Cross. It's an amazing, exciting time to be a part of that club, and we wish you and your club all the best.
Thank you, guys. Look, just finally, from my perspective and on behalf of my team, I want to thank our board, and we're really looking forward to doing everything we can to bring some pride back to our community down at Georgie's. And we also wish you the best on your journey here as well.